Part 3. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Ryerson Fitness Center. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm wondering what your fitness center has to offer. I just changed jobs and my new office is near your center.
We have exercise equipment, aerobics classes, and a pool. And we also offer sessions with personal trainers.
That sounds great. Can I come in to see your center?
Sure. I'd be happy to arrange a tour for you. Just let me know when you'd like to come.
Number 32. Where does the man work? Number 33. What does the woman say she recently did? Number 34. What does the man offer to do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Welcome to Tia Pottery. Can I help you find something?
Hi. I'd like to purchase a gift for a colleague. She's retiring next month, and she really liked a vase we saw here before. I don't see it here today, though.
Let me introduce you to Dimitri, one of our featured potters this month. If you're interested, he could make something for your colleague.
Hi, I'm Dimitri. I have a catalog here with some examples of my work.
That'd be great. I'll take a look. And I'll be sure to tell her that the gift was custom made.
Number 35. Where does the conversation take place? Number 36. Why is the woman purchasing a gift? Number 37. What is the woman going to look at? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Takumi, I'm planning to attend the company health fair on Monday. Would you be interested in going together?
Oh, I'm on vacation next week. I did go last year. It was really great. I learned some exercises and stretches that are helpful for office workers like us. I still do them every day.
Oh, hopefully they'll have that presentation again. My back often aches after sitting at my desk all day. It would be nice to learn some techniques to make my back feel better.
Number 38. What are the speakers discussing? Number 39. Why does the man say,
I'm on vacation next week?
Number 40. What does the woman complain about? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I live in apartment 3B, and I'm calling about the kitchen sink. It started leaking yesterday. I'd like to put in a service request to have it fixed.
Okay, Stefan can fix that. He can be at your place within an hour. Does that work with your schedule?
I guess I could wait for him to come. I didn't realize I had to be here during the repair.
Yes, you do. It's the apartment complex's policy that all maintenance work has to be done while the tenant is present. Plus, that way you'll be able to show Stefan exactly what the problem is.
Number 41. Why is the man calling? Number 42. Who most likely is Stefan? Number 43. What policy does the woman mention? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Simone Ito?
Yes, hi.
I'm Daniel Baxter, a video game designer at Full Tail Games. I'd love to have you compose the music for the new action game I'm making. The soundtrack for Lost Elemental was incredible.
Thanks. Tell me a little about your game.
Well, it's about an adventurer who finds the key to a mysterious castle in the mountains. But what's in the castle, no one knows.
Sounds intriguing. I'm interested in working on this. Can I look at some storyboards you have made? That would give me a better sense of what I could bring to the project.
Number 44. Who most likely is the woman? Number 45. What project is the man working on? Number 46. What does the woman ask to see? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hey, Yoon-ho. Did you get the draft of the sales presentation I sent you for the conference next week?
Yes, I really like the slides on our most effective sales strategies, but adding some charts would help the audience. Can you update the slides sometime today?
No problem. I'll work on that this afternoon. How about the travel arrangements?
Registration fees are paid, the hotel is booked, and our flight leaves at 1 p.m. on Monday.
But there's a networking session on Monday at 6 p.m. Will we be there in time?
The flight's only 2 hours long.
Number 47. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 48. What does the woman say she will do this afternoon? Number 49. What does the man mean when he says,
"The flight's only 2 hours long"?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning, Tusha. Have you seen the marketing report for our furniture business?
Not yet. How do the data look? Did we get a profile of who's shopping at our stores?
Yes, clearly we're really popular with older adults, but younger shoppers are going somewhere else.
I think improving the online shopping experience with a better website would appeal more to a younger demographic.
That's a good idea, but we might need to bring in an outside consultant for a short-term project like that.
Number 50. What information are the speakers discussing? Number 51. What does the man suggest? Number 52. What does the woman say might be necessary? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Springvale Zoo.
Hi, I'm having my daughter's birthday party at your zoo next Saturday. I've reserved the party room, but I wondered if there's a limit to the number of guests I can invite to join us in the room.
Actually, yes. There's a limit of 25 guests in the party room.
Oh, that should be fine, thanks. Also, I heard an interview with the director of your zoo on the radio. She mentioned that you give presentations about different animals?
Yes. We have an animal education program. For an extra fee, one of our zoologists can give a talk about our endangered animals before the children visit the zoo.
Number 53. Why is the man calling? Number 54. What does the man say he heard on the radio? Number 55. According to the woman, what requires an additional fee? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I'm glad you could join us for lunch, Martina.
Me too. My 11 o'clock meeting was canceled, so I could come. I've never been here before, and I've heard this place has wonderful food.
So, Enzo, do you want to tell Martina the good news?
Sure. Well, our construction company was hired for the Maplebrook Mall renovation.
That's great news. When do we start?
They want us to start early next month.
After we get back to the office this afternoon, I'll set up a planning meeting with the whole team.
Number 56. Where does the conversation most likely take place? Number 57. What good news does Martina receive? Number 58. What does Martina say she will do this afternoon? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Now on Radio 12, we're talking with Wayfield Technologies CEO Omar Rashad. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Let's talk about Wayfield's recent announcement. Your company is known for producing powerful laptop computers, but now you'll be making mobile phones?
Yes, we've been specializing in laptops for quite some time and decided to put that same technology into mobile devices.
Who's the target demographic?
We think that people who travel frequently for work will be interested in this phone, since it comes loaded with business-related applications. In fact, a group of our salespeople will be at the Toronto airport on Tuesday, giving a product demonstration. Perhaps you'd like to come by.
Number 59. Who most likely is the woman? Number 60. What did Wayfield Technologies recently announce? Number 61. What does the man invite the woman to do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and product display.
Hi, Satoshi. I'm at the farm picking up fruits and vegetables for the dinner we're catering tomorrow night. The shopping list indicates one basket of apples, but I'm not sure which kind to get.
Well, we're planning to make apple pies, so Golden Rich would be best for baking.
Okay, good. They have those. Is there anything else you need me to do before I come back there?
Yes, I ordered some new business cards to advertise our catering services. Could you stop by the printing company and pick those up?
Sure, it's on my way. See you soon.
Number 62. What type of business do the speakers work for? Number 63. Look at the graphic. How much will the woman pay for apples? Number 64. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Excuse me, Ms. Wong. Can I talk to you about my schedule for next week?
Sure, Alonso. What's going on?
Well, I can't do my work shift next Thursday. I have a dentist appointment in the afternoon. It was the only time he could see me.
We really need everyone to work because we have a store inspection next week. We have to make sure everything's organized.
Ah, okay.
Well, you know, I don't have the schedule in front of me, but why don't you see who's working in the morning on Thursday? Maybe you can switch with them.
Sure, I'll do that now.
Number 65. Why does the man need to take time off from work? Number 66. What does the woman say will take place next week? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Who will the man most likely contact? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and electronic request form.
Hi, Maynard. I'm calling to update you on William Thompson, the new math teacher we just hired.
Right. He'll be teaching our online classes. We agreed to wire his first paycheck in advance, right?
Yeah, so he can upgrade his computer before the job starts. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
The wire transfer was supposed to be made on Friday, but there was a problem.
What's that?
Accounting was given the wrong information for his bank. We had the name of the bank spelled wrong. We corrected it, but not in time to make the transfer until this morning.
Number 68. What has William Thompson been hired to do? Number 69. What does Mr. Thompson want to do before starting the job? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which line of the form was corrected?